Fergus sings the blues. Now we've got Steve Linton. He's not going to sing, but he's certainly going to speak to us. Hello, Steve Linton.
Hi there, how are you? And I'm going to be talking about the blues, right? So
I know. Everything's well, connected.
Well planned, Joe.
I
well
know.
Planned.
Yeah, yeah. Slick, aren't I? Slick, really slick. Yeah. Got a beautiful shirt on today, I must admit.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's got a little England emblem. Well, it's not so little either, is it? So.
No. It's, yes, times like this, the replica shirt needs to come out. So, yeah, just to give a bit of support.
Of course, because they need it. But we can have a little chat about that later if you like. But listen, you are here to talk about Brentwood FC. So much has happened in the past sort of couple of months.
Yeah, there's been lots of work going on, lots of really, really good work. I haven't been over there for a week or so, but I know that everything's going really, really well. I was really lucky to be able to go over there last time and get a good look at what was going on actually within the clubhouse. It looks really good, so I'm looking forward to the supporters getting the first opportunity to see it when we open up. It's going to really make a difference. So, yeah, it's all good stuff. But, I mean, at the moment, you still can't visually see a big difference still in the construction stage.
Yeah, but it's still one of those things, because last time you was here, which I can't believe is a month ago, Steve, the diggers and tractors have just gone out there, haven't they? And I'm not talking about Ipswich Town. Yeah, there is that. So you just put some pictures up. It's one of those things where it's the transitional bit, isn't it? Almost finished, but not quite. And
yeah, it goes for a period of a couple of weeks where it actually, like, visually looks like not a lot's been done, but a lot of the work is the groundwork, foundations that need to go down. So, yeah, that kind of visually makes it look like not a lot's been done, but that's certainly not the case, no.
Yeah, so what else has been going on then, Steve?
Well, I mean, we've got a really, really big announcement that we're really, really proud of, that I want to kind of share with everybody today. Anyone who's been following really this particular slot for the last few months knows that Brentwood Town really want to try and do what we can for the community. And we're really pleased to say that we've signed up with a women's team, and we're going to be running with Brentwood Town First 11 women's team next year that's going to be playing at the new stadium, and we're really, really pleased to be able to announce that. It's a fantastic opportunity for all of us, really. So that's really, really good. I wanted to find out a little bit more about the team as well. I understand they're a fairly young team, but got a few experienced players that have been around for a few seasons, so that's really good. Just a bit of history about them. Last season, they actually competed as the Billericay Town Development Team last year, and they actually won the BBC Essex Women's Trophy Cup. So I think that's something to be extremely proud of.
Yeah. Decent players in amongst them, I've seen them a few times.
Yes, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. So we're hoping it's going to be a successful season from this year as well. So, yeah, watch this space, and we will be linking up with them on the social media front, advertising and telling people when games are. So it's going to be exciting.
We'll have to get a few people in. You know, I love me women's football, so especially at the grassroots level, because it's so important as well, you know, because it's really catching on amongst the young girls since like the Euro. So, like, you know, they've all grown older now, and they all need spaces. So actually Brentwood doing this is massive, because it can, that's just the start, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it needs to start from somewhere, right?
Totally.
So there's lots of girls teams in the borough itself, kids teams. So hopefully we can get some of them to come along, see some of the games, and we're looking at inspiring some of them to maybe want to be there on that new pitch, you know, in a few years time. So it's all about looking up and wanting to aspire to be somebody and to be something. So we're hoping that this could be the start of something locally. So really pleased to share that with everybody today, and I'm sure on the social medias people are going to start seeing some notifications go out, although a couple's gone out already, so
yeah. Yeah, well, like, to be honest, you know, I mean, it's a massive thing for Brentwood FC and for everybody around it, because representation is so key with that, you know. And if you see that you've got a women's team there as well for Brentwood, that speaks volumes to,
yeah, you know, definitely.
Well done.
Like I've said many times, time. You know, we want to be a proper football club. A proper football club now is not just having a men's first team. It's about academy. It's about youth teams. It's about women's football team. And there's a lot of other different kind of groups that I can talk about that also are associated with Brentwood Town around that. So yeah, it's just another way of just demonstrating a community football club.
Can't wait to start coming along to watch some of the matches. I'm going to have to pick me. I don't even know how I'm going to get to all these matches. Speaking about matches, though, you've been over to watch the England boys.
Yes. So I've been over to Germany a couple of times. So I went to the first match in Gelsenkirchen for the Serbia game. And then I didn't go to the second one in Frankfurt against Denmark. I went to the Slovenia one a few days ago. And I'm off in the early hours of tomorrow morning to go over to see the Slovakia match on Sunday night. So, which is quite a big, it's a big match in my household, because for anyone who doesn't know me, my wife is Slovakian. So I've got quite a big pool of social friends that are Slovakian in the UK, and also back in Bratislava and in the motherland. So it's going to be quite interesting. Yeah.
So that's why you're definitely not staying at home on that one as well, then.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's right. Yeah. And you know what? There's been quite a few people that have that know me, and they know my daughter, and she comes to Brentwood Town and comes to West Ham with me. Mm. So they've then asked the question, you know, with whom is she going to be supporting on Sunday? Which is $64 million question, right? So. Yeah. She said England for sure, but that was at a time when my wife wasn't in the room. But then obviously I'm going to be, 800 miles away or whatever at the football. So who knows? But it's going to be a good game, right? And for me, I could say it's going to be win-win. But you know, come on, England.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I just hope we have a little bit more spark than we've had, let's just say.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think, you know, Slovakia, I watch them quite a lot because of, obviously, the extra interest I've got. I think that they're the exact opposite to what England are. I think they've got a team full of fairly average players, but they've got a manager that organises them well and gets the best out of them, and they play as part of a team, and they look at trying to score goals, and if they're going to concede a couple, they probably accept that. But they're also looking at trying to score one more than what they concede. And, you know, that's just maybe sometimes a little bit different from the way the England team set up. I think the England team tried to make the game a bit more complicated than what it is.
Yeah, that's nothing new, is it, to be fair? There you go. Anything else, Steve, on the Brentwood Football Club?
No, not really. I think the only thing I want to do, I want to just have a shout-out to a Brentwood fan. I caught up with him and his family yesterday. I was out for dinner, and they was dining in the same place as me. He's gone through a bit of a tough time with an illness over the number of months. Looked in a really good, positive, happy mood yesterday. Still got a few little treatments and procedures to go through. I'm not going to mention his name because that's not right. But I just want to say all the best. We're all thinking of you, and hope to see you over the arena soon. And thanks for all the work you've done in the past. But I just want to say all the best to him and to his family as well.
So listen, you've got a song for today, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yeah, Jo always asked me for a song, and the first couple of months I come in, she caught me on the unprepared. So now, over the last few months, I've come in, and today, I want to dedicate a song really to England tomorrow. It's on Sunday. It's not going to be a usual football song, but anyone who's associated with the England Supporters Club will know that there's a new song out now, a nice song about Phil Foden, that's a Bruce Springsteen number. So I would like to dedicate to England on Sunday, Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark.
Oh, cheers, Steve. Listen, we'll see you next month, all right?
Yeah, thanks a lot. We'll do. All the best.
Come on, England.